Hello, Johnny. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dora. What sort of a Christmas are you having?
Well, I'm going to be doing my usual routine. I'll be entering the margarine competition on the high street.
Oh, good.
With a couple of friends.
Yeah.
You have, it's a minute a tub, and whoever can keep going the most minutes without fainting is the winner.
Right, well, that's always excitement, isn't it?
That's always fun. And then, of course, I will go, and because it's so nice, I think, to look in on people less fortunate than yourself.
It is.
So I like to go and do that and just have a really good laugh.
Yes.
With them. Because...
With them.
Sure.
With them, not at them.
Either way. Fine for me, and then probably, you know, some sort of spree.
Spree?
A spree of something.
Yes. So, because you don't like to eat too much, though, at Christmas time, do you? I know you like to...
I like to keep it light.
Yes.
You know, so, just a couple of trifles for breakfast. And then, you know...
And after the margarine, you've probably had enough.
The margarine competition really does finish me off, yes. And that's at 10:30 this morning.
I was mentioning earlier, Dora, that the Rolling Stones, I mean, Mick Jagger's been in the news a fair bit this year, and in the 1960s and 70s, when he had those famous parties...
Well, that's the great thing about Sir Mick.
Yes.
Is, you know, he's the last truly wholesome entertainer out there.
Yes, well, that's true.
Well, it is true, Martin.
It is true. No, I wasn't being ironic.
No, I wasn't being ironic.
No, neither was I.
Well, listen, I was not being ironic before. You were not being ironic.
Okay.
Don't go ruining my Christmas with your irony.
No, neither of us were being ironic.
Oh, Martin, stop.
Okay, so
anyway,
Mick Jagger, as you say, as you rightly say, the last of the really truly wholesome entertainers,
and of course those parties in the '60s, they were legendary. He'd have 20 or 30 different canapés in one evening.
Really,
just think of that.
Yeah,
you know, when you think of Mick Jagger and parties, you can only really think about his little salted cod pasties.
His little salted cod pasties, they were popular, weren't they? But you helped him with all that stuff, didn't you? The canapes and...
I helped him, and wild phonics, wild strawberry tartlets.
Wild strawberry tartlets,
chocolate ganache.
Chocolate ganache.
Yeah, and I did... it was fun to help him. He had an aversion to capo, so I always had to handle the capers. He thought they were...
Yeah.
Kinky was the word,
hunting. Kinky? He wouldn't touch them, would he?
No, he wouldn't touch them.
Absolutely wouldn't.
He wouldn't touch them. And, you know, he was always taking his top off.
Taking his top off?
Yes, always walking about without his top on.
Yeah, well, that's right. But, you know...
But you know why, Martin?
Why?
Because it was so he could serve sushi like they do at all them Hollywood parties.
Ah,
he'd lie down on the sofa and just cover himself in bits of fish and rice.
Really?
Yeah. I remember stabbing at a king prawn with a chopstick, like on that Woucher advert once.
Yeah? Wow, that's...
Well, it wasn't a king prawn, and he didn't shout Woucher.
No. Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't a king prawn, isn't it? Yeah. Yep. Dora.
Are you listening? Are you being ironic again?
No, I wasn't. I was just...
It's not the day for irony, Martin.
No, it's not. You're quite right.
It's the day for rejoicing and fighting.
You're right.
And margarine.
Indeed. Indeed it is. No, I wasn't being ironic. I was repeating it for anybody who missed it.
And, of course, anyone, Martin, not listening to Radio Deeds at 11:30 tonight... is a gutless fool, but they might want to listen to Radio 4 Extra.
Are we on tonight? 11:30?
11:30.
Oh, brilliant.
Radio 4 Extra.
Brilliant. Oh, that's
very Dora Christmas.
A very Dora Christmas. I'll tweet it out. That's great news. We've got Meghan Trainor next and her big number one hit single.
Yeah, well, I slightly tweaked the lyrics just so that I could take a third of the royalties, really to save her.
Yeah.
Because what song are you playing?
All About the Bass.
Yeah, she originally, it was called, she wanted to call it All About the Face.
Right.
Which I think was a reference to the magazine.
Yes, it would be. Yeah.
But I said, don't go with that, though.
Wow. Brilliant. Dora, once more, handing out good advice and help to the to the pop industry. These are great days for pop. Let's play the tune. Dora, a very happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.